let the joy of the Lord living inside you impact people for eternity. That's what we're going to talk about today. My name is Tom Poundner. I'm the online campus pastor here at New Life Christian Church. And I will say I've been blessed is the right word, maybe, that I've not had to attend a lot of funerals and memorial services in my life. But fairly recently, a woman that I know died unexpectedly. A sudden heart attack took her life at a really young age, in her early 60s. And she was very fit and just very... One thing about Tammy that I can tell you is that the joy of the Lord lived in her heart. And because of the joy of the Lord living in her heart, she had this aura about her that was just unmatched of anybody that I've probably ever met in my entire life. And unfortunately, she passed away. And while I was at her memorial service, I got to hear from the pastor, and I got to hear from her son and daughter. Those kids were actually kids in my youth group at one point. And then I got to hear from her husband, who I saw a few different times over the past few months leading up to her sudden passing. But one thing I was just so struck by was just how the joy of the Lord impacted her life. Everyone in there, while we were all done socializing and hanging out, everyone was just talking about how much of an impact that she made in their lives and how much joy she had. And while her son and her daughter shared their reflections about their mom, it was very touching. But as they shared, it was just very clear to me that the joy of the Lord, the joy that she experienced was not joy from something external. It was the joy of the Lord. Like Kyle, her son, said that when she met Jesus, her life was changed and that she became this joyful, amazing person. And again, everybody that I talked to and everybody that was there just continued to share how joyful she was and how much of an impact it made in their lives. And I think about, you know, as we look to be believers and followers of Christ, and we look about how we can share the love of Christ to other people, maybe it starts with just having joy. Maybe it starts with embracing the joy of the Lord that he has and giving it out to other people. There were Christians there. There were non-Christians at this memorial service, but they were all struck by the joy of the Lord that was found in Tammy. And it was amazing. And so I just want to encourage you today with a few passages of scripture that I really think that will help us really embrace the joy of the Lord. The first one is found in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. It says this: may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. Okay, so that may the joy and hope that's found in Jesus, the peace that's found in him, the joy that's found in him, may give you hope, and that that hope would abound to other people. And that was Tammy. That was Tammy. She had so much joy because she had so much hope and peace in Christ, and she was able to live her life loving other people, giving joy to other people, giving hope to other people that was found in Jesus. Another one, Philippians 4, verses 4, says this: rejoice in hope always. Again, I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, be joyful. Be joyful in hope. Where? The hope found in God. You have hope. You've come to know Jesus for a reason, right? Jesus gave you hope that when nothing else would. I know that's happened in my life. Jesus gave me hope in my teenage years that I didn't experience through anything else that I had. He gave me hope. And that hope should allow us to rejoice and give joy to other people. So, again, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. And then I want to share this. Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart is good medicine, but crushed spirit dries up bones. Hey, a joyful heart gives you lots of hope. It gives other people hope. So today I want to encourage you, be joyful. Be joyful in the Lord. God changed your life. God impacted your life and changed it for the better. Let's give that joy to other people by how we act and by what we say. It was very evident in Tammy's life that that's what she did. And it's evident. It can be evident in our lives as well. So as you look to have spiritual conversations, maybe it starts with the joy that you have in your life that you can give to other people. If you'd love to talk about this a little bit more, if you got any thoughts or comments, definitely put it in the comment section below, or you can email me at tomp@newlife.church. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you for who you are and what you are doing. I just pray that you would help us abound in love, abound in hope and abound in joy, and that that joy would be a reflection of you, and so they can help lead other people to you today. So Lord, help us be an example to other people with our joy. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Thanks again for being with me today. I pray that you have a blessed rest of your day full of joy.